Dutch politicians debate a ban on Muslim headwear. We're joined on the line by Omar Mirza, who's a regular contributor on Radio Islam, a columnist and chief editor of Muslim Blog. Well, Brother Omar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
As things stand now, is the face veil about to be banned in Holland?
Yeah, it seems that it's going to happen yet. So the discussion in the parliament was today about the burqa ban. And it seems they have a majority at the moment, especially the parties who are in the lead in the government. And they want to have a ban on burqa, so everything which covers the face in public areas.
Why are Dutch politicians debating the ban on Muslim headwear? Where did the debate originate from?
I mean, the official statement is that they want to focus on the safety of people and the safety in public transport, in education, and also the level of service and accessibility, which they consider impossible with the burqa or any face covering object. But at the same time, a lot of people are saying this is more like symbolism. It's more to show people that the party's elections are coming up next year, and they want to show they are being harsh against, probably against Muslims. Yeah, it's called the burqa ban, but the official statement of the government is that it's not just about the burqa, it's also about other face-covering clothing.
Why are Muslim issues always up for discussion and debate in the Netherlands?
I mean, probably it has something to do with fear, which is quite prevalent in the Netherlands, in Western Europe in general as well. So, to be honest, the figures show that that it's a very safe time and place, to be honest. So while it's safe as well, we see, I mean, there is a general form of threat, but that's always going to be here. It's safe, people, the economy is going up again, so probably it's a lack of political debate going on. And I think if you look at the biggest party in the Netherlands in the polls, it's still the far right wing party. So other parties probably want to make a point as well and show to voters that we can also make a rough statement if you want to defend our identity in the West.
Yes, you know, speaking about that, making that statement in the far right party, has Geert Wilders said anything? He must be itching to say something.
Yeah, and he is, but at the same time, he is on trial at the moment. And yesterday he did his final statement in his trial, so a trial that he, in March 2014, he spoke in The Hague, in the Netherlands, publicly that he wanted to have less Moroccan people in the Netherlands, which, because of this, he was being convicted and he had his court case, and yesterday he had his final statement. So I think he's a bit busy, focused on that, but obviously he's in favor of a full burqa ban in the Netherlands. He even wanted to have a hijab ban in the Netherlands in all public places.
Do many sisters wear the niqab in the Netherlands?
To be honest, I don't know. I've seen figures ranging from 100, 150 to maybe 300, 400, 500, but probably will not be 1,000 even. And to give you some kind of a context, we have about probably 800,000, maybe 1 million Muslims in the Netherlands. So 0.1%, maybe less.
One of the South African sisters is currently at The Hague, and she said that she witnessed racism in Amsterdam yesterday. Is it getting bad, or are these isolated incidents?
It is growing, I guess. Every time when we see an attack, especially when we saw the attacks in Paris, in France, and also in Belgium, that's when we saw in the Netherlands also an increase in Islamophobia, hatred. So attacks or maybe racist or discriminatory experiences of especially Muslim women are in view. At the same time, it's not just the Muslims who are being attacked verbally or physically. Also, general form of racism is growing in the Netherlands, and it seems that we have quite harsh debates about this at the moment in the Netherlands, also against people, with color, even if they are not Muslim.
Yes, disturbing, undoubtedly. We appreciate your time on Radio Islam, Brother Umar. Jazakumullah khair for talking to us.
No problem. Thanks.
Assalamu warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. That was Brother Umar Mirza speaking to us from the Netherlands about the possible ban of the niqab in the Netherlands.